The Democratic race for governor has been dominated in the media by three candidates, J.B. Pritzker, Chris Kennedy, and Daniel Biss. One of the lesser-known names in the race is Bob Diber. He's the only downstate Democrat in the race. He's a former city council and county board member and now regional superintendent of schools in Madison County outside St. Louis. Diber was in central Illinois this week talking agriculture. He is a small farmer and wants to see Illinois ban a controversial herbicide. GLT's Ryan Denham has more.
Dicamba has been around for decades, but problems arose over the past couple of years as farmers began to use it to kill invasive weeds in soybean cotton fields, where specially engineered seeds had been planted to resist the herbicide. Because it can essentially evaporate after being applied, the chemical sometimes settles on neighboring fields planted with seeds that are not resistant to dicamba. So why do you want to ban it in Illinois?
Well, I think that we have a seed system program that doesn't have all the safeguard measures that's necessary at this time. And we've seen a great number of claims. 2017 was really the introduction of this seed system program to Illinois agriculture. This system had been introduced and was used more widely in Arkansas and in Missouri in years prior. Both of them issued bans on the use of dicamba in the last year. And I believe that it is a herbicide that has the potential to do really extensive crop damage as the seed system expands in the 2018 planting season.
So other states have done this. So what kind of experiences have they had?
Well, they've had detrimental experience in that, there's been court cases, extensive claims, in excess of 2,000 claims nationwide on dicamba drift. And because of just the explanation you gave, the fallout of dicamba, it's not a controlled herbicide at the time. And I know that the Illinois Department of Agriculture for 2018 has outlined some special parameters, both on the custom application of this as well as on its use. But these do not do any safeguard to the real culprit of using dicamba, and that's the drift. So as we use this on more and more acres, we're going to see more and more damage. I don't think we are ready. The technology's not there at this time, and the plant genetics of other varieties to withstand this. And we could see a growing number of claims this coming year. Also, it's important to note that last year, many farmers were ignorant as to what was going on. I believe that the farm community has become very educated, and they know what they're looking for in order to file a claim against dicamba drift this next year. We also don't know the total impact of this environmentally in regards to the drift that it may have in subdivisions, neighboring farm fields, are in communities in general of killing other vegetations, which could be very costly and dangerous.
Now, does this run the risk of putting Illinois farmers at a competitive disadvantage, not being able to use such a popular product?
I don't know its total popularity, but I would not say no. I mean, there's other viable options that have always been there. There's the Liberty Link system. There's the glyphosate and the Roundup Ready 2 bean was very popular prior to the introduction of dicamba. I mean, it was the bean to grow. And there's still, that premium for growing non-GMO soybeans. So I personally would like to see more research done to up the genetics on the yield potential in non-GMO beans.
Monsanto, which makes dicamba, they've got a bit of a litigious reputation, I think it's safe to say. Won't they just sue over this if the state were to ban dicamba? Do you think there might be litigation that would come out of that would cost the state a lot of money to fight?
Well, I think we would follow exactly what took place in Arkansas or what took place
that
in Missouri on environmental controls of this. I don't see grounds if this is proven to be an environmental concern that a state wouldn't have the right to issue such a ban.
You're the regional superintendent of schools in Madison County in southern Illinois, but you're also a small-time farmer yourself. What do you farm?
We farm soybeans and corn and some wheat. on a small scale measure. We maintain our family farm, which I farm 120 acres, and I have another 40 acres that I lease out, and then we have another farm that we lease out as well. So, I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen it on neighboring fields. And so I'm personally astute of this. This isn't a personal thing that I have in doing this, but it's a concern of producers likewise. And there's also custom applicators that don't want to get involved in the program because they don't want the liability as well.
That's Bob Diber, Democratic candidate for governor in the March 20th primary. Thanks for joining us in studio today, Bob.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Other Democrats running for Illinois governor include J.B. Pritzker, Chris Kennedy, Daniel Biss, T.O. Hardiman, and Robert Marshall. The primary is March 20th. You can find more election news on GLT's new Facebook group. Just search Election 28 in McLean County.